Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and it's my weekly catch-up down at the Tarot. And this week, we've got Dave West with us. As you know, last week I had Robbie Campbell without Dave. So, Dave, did you have a good holiday?
I did, yeah. When I took my mum and dad away, it was my dad's 80th birthday, so the family all went away together. Lovely cottage in the Cotswolds, and bang in the middle of nowhere. So lovely, had hares, red kites, buzzards flying around, hares running, obviously. But, it was lovely.
Flying hares would be good, wouldn't it? That would be quite a novelty. So did you have... I can't remember now. Was the weather all right?
Wednesday was awful, but it got better the longer we were there. So by the end of the week, it was very nice. So it was lovely.
So back to the grindstone then, as they say. And I came in this morning on, it's a Friday for the listeners, if they don't already know, that's when I meet you. And a little bit of chaos this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, as with all big businesses, things go throw spanners in the works, and our CHP power unit decided to stop working overnight, and our backup boilers, well, they're supposed to fire and carry on, and they didn't. So this morning, so it's been a fun morning trying to get everything back started, but we're sitting here this morning, and, the good news is that everything is back running quite quickly, which is lovely to hear. Yeah.
All calm, all relaxed. We're all sitting here chilled now, which is always a good sign. But it did bring me back to some memories of when I used to work here, where it was like, all hands on deck, quick, something's not quite right. You saw people flapping around, and but that's what makes this... the place that it is, actually, I think. So that's what we're going to talk about today, actually, is what makes the tarot tick and what Everyone Active is all about. So, I mean, I know a little bit because I used to work here many, many years ago, but I'm sure it's completely changed now. And so what exactly is your role here? I think that's a good place to start.
Sounds a good place to start. So my role is general manager. So in theory... in the old days, I used to, sort of GM used to stand for general maintenance because we had to fix everything. But the good thing now is that general manager is my role is to manage my team and to get the best out of that team. But for people coming in, for the community of Petersfield and representing Everyone Active, but equally representing all the people that live in Petersfield and surrounding areas, plus East Hants District Council. So, I have individual department heads that look after the business. So one perhaps will look after the fitness and the group exercise. One will look after the pool side, the swimming lessons. One will look after reception. We have a membership team. We have a cafe here, so there'll be one looking after the cafe. And then we have an activities that looks after the activities kind of roles that we have here. So their individual roles is to manage them to get the best out of it and make sure that we can continue to grow and develop activities across Petersfield and Tarot.
Now, I don't know if anybody knows this, but the building is actually part and parcel of East Hants District Council, isn't it? And basically the management of it is by Everyone Active, or is it SLM? Is that the overarching company?
Yeah, so that's right. So it's a charitable trust, and they're probably the biggest operator across the country with over 220, 240 leisure centres now. And we've got theatres and golf courses and one or two other bits and pieces that we operate. We have a contract to run the site. So, yes, you're spot on. The building is owned by the district council, but then we have a contract to run it on behalf of the district council, which I think is a 22-23 year contract to do that.
So it's a very, very close sort of relationship that you need to work with them on, isn't it, really?
Very much so, yeah. We have, not only do you have the Everyone Active's expectations and development, but equally I'm ensuring that the building operates correctly and have a close working relationship with the council to ensure that their aims, their goals are run as well.
So, I mean, this building has changed remarkably since the days of, I'm going to show my age now, to Petersfield Leisure Centre, I think it was called, when I first started working here in the 90s, I think it was, as a receptionist. And I've seen this place grow and grow. And have you got any more aspirations? Because I've been looking at it, I don't know. I mean, you probably have got more things that you're thinking about in the future as and when times allow it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if I had a lovely crystal ball that, you know, that I could have as much money as I would like, then I think there'd be a huge amount of investment that, you know, you have a lovely new entrance, you have a lovely gym, which are both sort of 4 or 5 years old, and there's a cycle that gym kit would be changed. Typically 5 years is a time to do that, but with COVID in the middle of that, that's sort of extended that lifetime. But I would expect a 7-year cycle now for fitness equipment to be changed and updated. I think if we had our magic wand, you know, and we the next area would be to look at would be the pool complex and the cafe areas. Yeah, it would be lovely to have more slides, splash pads, these type of things. You know, I think it's wishful thinking that might come, but we'd love to have those kind of facilities in Petersfield.
Yeah, I mean, one of the arguments has always been, if I remember, actually, I am showing my age now, but I remember this place before the pool was built, and there was a big, big debate at the time whether it's going to be a 6-lane or a 4-lane pool, and I think everybody wanted a 6-lane, but I don't think there was enough money actually to have a 6-lane, hence that's why we got the 4-lane pool. And it does work though, doesn't it, 4 lanes? It would be great to have a 6-lane because obviously you can get more people to swim in there, but it's still a reasonable sized pool.
Yeah, from a programming point of view and swimming lesson point of view, a 6-lane pool would allow people like Alden Swim Club to swim here more regularly. It would allow our swim lessons to be bigger, but it does work as a 4-lane pool. Mm. You know, it's a great leisure facility in that the pool depth is not too deep, so it's more accessible to more people. It allows us to run public swimming and lane swimming as well at the same time, and then when we then turn on the features like the flume and the showers and the vortexes, then it turns itself into a leisure pool, which it will do. Now we're smack bang in half term at the moment. You know, all our swimming sessions are busy. Well, partly because of the weather's been so terrible, but
good for you. Bad for the open air pool, I guess.
Very much so. Yeah, as I think we've said previously. Yeah. We pray for rain and they pray for the sun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I mean, it does work. And I have to say, you know, I think probably you're right. When you look at the building, probably that is the one area that has been tinkered with, I suppose, is the word. I mean, the changing rooms, for example, have changed and have been refurbed. Yep. But the actual existing pool and health suite side of it probably is much as it was when it was first built.
Yeah, I think so. I think a new changing village was put in 4 or 5 years ago on the pool side. But you're right, the other parts of the building of that pool complex, the health suite, are very, very sort of show their age a little bit, unfortunately.
Yeah. And what about outside? I mean, saying that, of course, outside isn't really in your remit, but you've got so many green spaces out here, and it is a hub for things like football, rugby and everything else. Wouldn't it be great to be able to do a little bit more outside as well, if there's the opportunity?
Well, it's a very difficult project to have, because you are right, there are so many people involved. You've got football pitches with the Petersfield Parish Council, you've got the rugby club, you've got churches owning some of the cricket pitches around as well, but It is a prime location for a sports hub, you know, that you could have all the teams here playing various different sports. You can have, you know, be it a leisure centre or something more elite on that sports complex. But, it would be lovely to have a sports hub in this area. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think everybody would love it. I mean, there's been talk about it for absolute ages. Where our politicians are with it, actually, I don't really know, but I'm sure that in the fullness of time something might change, especially now that you've got a very big empty building over the road as well.
Yeah, the big empty building allows us a bit more parking, so it makes that a bit easier. But yeah, it will be at some point, there's got to be some plans to redevelop that area, and who knows what will happen with that.
Yeah, that'll be quite interesting to see. Watch this space. So everything's ticking over. We're nearly at the end of a half term. And actually remarkably quiet at the moment, but I'm sure as the time today goes on, it will get busier and busier. So you have been really busy this week then?
Yeah, surprising. So generally the winter half term, so the October, the Februarys, are normally our busy ones. Once we normally get to the Easter and May ones, they do start to quieten down. I think because the weather really hasn't improved. Yesterday, Thursday, all of our family swims are fully booked. This morning, the first couple are looking very busy as well. So it has been for us, family swim-wise, has been a very busy time. we're also running lifeguard courses at the moment, so therefore we are training new lifeguards. We do that every holiday, so they take up pool space, they take up studio space, so we've got 12 people on the course here, so yeah, there's plenty going on this this afternoon.
And I was quite shocked actually when I came in. I had a nose in the pool like I normally do, and I was thinking, oh, it's quite empty in here, but that's because you've got the lifeguard training at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we reprogram during half term, so we almost have a term time and a non-term timetable. So typically you would have schools in on a Friday morning, same for Thursday morning. They're obviously not around, so typically we open that up to more public swimming, and the lifeguard course as well. It's their exam day today, so there's some very nervous people around.
Oh, don't envy them. I don't envy them at all. And then all back to normal again next week then, back to the normal timetable.
Yeah, it'll be normal timetable next week, but it's a strange in that so during half terms we are busy during the day and then quieter in the evenings, and it will then flip next week, so we'll be slightly quieter during the day, but then when the swim lessons start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be back to madness
back
at 3 o'clock
again.
So we're back to our term timetable.
So we're all calm, but so I'm going to leave you now and sort of say thank you very much, because although it's calm, you never know whether this is just the lull before the storm. So I'm going to let you go, and hopefully catch up with you on another subject next week. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Songs that shine forever. I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information, only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.